Okay, so the learning today, as always, should be associated with Nishmas Derchaver Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. Should also be a discussion for four Shleim of Chaim Moshe Shov and Malka Chaim Tov ben Menorah Chochan Aliyah b'Shein Derachol Abadati ben Peril and Yitzchak ben Yehudis, as well as a discuss for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Daniel Shlomo ben Ros Tekla and Elisha Tzvi ben Ilana Michal.
Yeah.
Okay, great, got it. Okay, may God bless them and protect them. Okay, so we are going to start the topic of Bachar. I am still without my regular Peliyot, so I don't know the page number, but it's the topic of Bachar, which we're starting today. And the idea behind the topic is going to be a person should, and I don't know if we're a little bit late to the game on this, but it's a person taking advantage of his youth and not wasting it, because that is really the optimum time for a person to be mechazik himself in avodas Hashem. And I'm sure many of us can remember, for some of us it might have been a day, for some of us a week, for some of us it might have been a few months or a year where we had our best months of learning. But generally that did not happen during our married life, when we have a lot of obligations and we're being pulled in numerous directions. But that happens when a person is free of obligation. So that's what he's going to talk about. Ksiv, so let's start inside. Ksiv, Pasuk says, you should remember your creator when you're young. She'oz hazman, because that's a time, when it's more fitting to serve God. Because that's the time when a person's strength is optimum. You look, lahavdil, at an athlete in sports, when is the optimum age? So generally, athletes start in their early 20s until their early 30s. So in those years, the athlete's at his optimum levels. So he says, a person is starts to come into, so we're talking now, let's say 17, 18, he's starting to come into his full strength to give his kayach aliyun, to delve into Torah, and to live and to learn at night almost as much as you learn by day, meaning to go get by with less sleep. But us who pani, then he has availability. She'en like kol kach tirdas hazman. He doesn't have all of the obligations of time. V'dayta tzlula yushevas alav, and his mind is at ease. Because what are the things that a bachar has to worry about, right? So what's the bachar worried about? He's worried about supper. He's worried about Shabbos. He's worried about his roommates in the dorm. It's very little, right? It's narishkeit. There's really very little that he's worried about. You know, once a bachur starts dating, so then already the dagas and the things on his mind become a lot more complicated, and that only continues more and more as you get married and have children and need a parnosa. But the early years before that, before you're in the zman of shidduchim, that is the optimum time when you have your most kayach, your most seichel, and still are free of the obligations of life. And that's why many yeshivas, for example, Chofetz Chaim, push off getting married. They don't want the bachurim to get married at 20, 21, because they want to maximize those years before marriage to be able to build a foundation in Torah. And whatever you build in those years, you can always sort of fall back on that foundation or rely on that foundation for the rest of your life. It says, and then you can understand and you have the freedom of your mind is free to learn and to do and to perform and to teach others. When we touch in like kol kach tirdus, because you don't have all of these other obligations and thoughts running through your head and things to worry about. Ube prat, and specifically in musamach al shulchan aviv, if he's living off his father's credit card and he really doesn't have to worry about where his income is coming from, she'en le tir the clout, that really you have no other distractions, because there's nothing you need. You don't have to worry about parnasa. You don't have to worry about food. You don't have to worry about health, hopefully. And really, there's nothing else. You don't have to worry about shidduchim. You don't have to worry about marriage, because you're not in that parsha yet. And so really, you're free and available to dedicate yourself to Hashem. Kol ma shelomed nirsham b'moicha, he says, therefore, what you learn at those times becomes embedded in your head. Chazal say, the Mishnah says, alomed tari yelet, someone who learns Torah when he's young, Lamahu diamond, what's it comparable to? With the yoy, to a piece of paper, ksuva, I'm sorry, to ink, that's ksuva ala niyar, that's written, the chadash, that's written on blank paper. Shehi brura miskayemes, that it lasts. If you have a piece of paper, the first time you write on it, it's going to leave a rosh. No matter, even if you write in pencil and you try to erase it as much as you can, but there's still going to be some rosh left. And he says the Torah that you learn in your Yimei Bechurei, which is when you are growing up, but before marriage, when you're again 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, those years, it will leave a roshim in you that will never fade. It might fade, but it will never be completely gone. He says, this Torah is there for Tamid Chachamim even when they get old. That their das is more miyoshav. It's not as they're not distracted. He says, basically, that is the yeast in the dough. That's the foundational stone. So the Torah that you learn at that time is basically going to determine how what type of life you are able to lead later on, and how close to Torah you're going to be. He says that this time should be this time in a person's life should be so dear to him to learn Torah that he shouldn't even want to waste a minute, because it's such a precious time in a person's life. And you should sort of gird yourself and strengthen yourself to be amel b'toyro with all your might. Regarding this time, it says you got to v'leim etzos al taimin. It says when you serve, if a person says I tried Torah and I didn't, I wasn't successful, you don't believe him, because this is the time that we say if a person puts an effort, there are no other distractions, and therefore you got to v'leim etzos, so you don't believe a person. Because at other times, even if you say you got to, but if you have other things that your mind is busy with, for example, parnasa. So it's possible that you're going to put an effort into Torah, but it's not going to remain there because your mind is busy being pulled in a whole bunch of other directions. He says, if you look at a person's life, the 70, 80 years that a person lives, and you say it's gone in the blink of an eye, and any moment that a person wastes is gone and will never return. And we're saying now that this is the ideal time, the optimum time in a person's life. He says a person has to be even more careful. And unfortunately, as Chazal say, they say it in the world as well, the youth is wasted on the young, because this time period is ideal for a person to be mechazik himself. And yet the kids, what do the kids do? The kids are idolizing people who have a lot of money. They want to be, I always say, they always want to be the next Shirley Bornstein. They want to be a guy who's into Torah, but he has a bunch of nursing homes and he's very successful. That's what the kids want to be. They don't want to be Rabbi Reisman. They don't want to be Rav Pam. They want to be Shirley Bornstein. They want to have the money. They want to have the money and the Torah. And they want to get to the next stage in life so badly, but they're missing out. They don't realize they are in the optimum stage in their life. And it's not till later when you're bogged down by all the distractions of life and the tirda of life and parnasa and marriage and children that you say, oh yeah, I yearn for the days when I could just go to yeshiva, learn first Seder, go to shir, learn second Seder, bikiyus, bi'iyun, and not have any other worries except what is Tosfos. That my whole day is, I figured out Tosfos. That was the highlight of our day. And unfortunately now, we might accomplish it, but that stays with us very short, because we're not, it's not the ikar part of our day. We are being pulled in so many different directions. So let's stop over here. We'll, Mitzvah Shem, continue this tomorrow.